Polar Vortex, written by Shani Mutu, narrated by Sharon Lewis and Iris Quinn. Dedication for Jane, Sheila, Pam, Deborah. Chapter 1, The Bed. A cream-colored kurta, the neck and cuffs of the long silk shirt trimmed in gold thread. A red dhoti, a cream and red turban edged in gold, from which a long curtain of pearl-like beads hangs and covers his face. Around him, red draperies, a ceremonial canopy. Behind the canopy, walls decorated in red fabric. My eyes are lowered, focused on his cream silk slipper shoes curled at the toes. He is standing on red flowers strewn on the red carpet. People hover about. Their backs to us, they are busy, busy organizing his life, but they don't pay him or us attention. There is a low table inside the canopy. No, not a table, a bed. He takes my hand. We move toward the bed and lower ourselves onto it. We lie side by side, his arm across my chest. I worry people will see us like this. I want him to lie on me. I am thrusting my body. I plead. I want him. He is holding his penis. I take hold of it, can hardly breathe. My chest aches for the release of, no, not love, sex. Everything is red. His tongue, his penis, the palms of my hands, red, red, red. Someone draws back the hanging cloth of the canopy. I pull away just in time and get up off the bed. Drums are beaten with fury.